Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Remember, I told you, how can you have true joy? Remember I gave you the acronym before? Joy is Jesus first, others second, and yourself third. Think about that. That's how you can have joy. The world wants you to put yourself first, even before God. Just me, myself, and I. Well, no, no. But to have joy, you must put Jesus first. So even though this person was still, Jesus was saying, hey, don't steal anymore, but work with your hands that ye may have to give to him that needeth. Wow, that's powerful stuff there. Now, let's look at verse 29. It says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So many a times we tear people down by saying things that are not truth. Or even if it's true, you're saying it the wrong way. The Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. But if you see something and you're just tearing people down, in other words, you're not edifying. Edifying means to build up, not to tear down. Satan came to steal, to kill, and destroy. Christ came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So if you find yourself constantly tearing people down, if you constantly speaking evil about people, the question is, you have not so learned Christ. But listen to, so what does the word minister mean? It says that you may minister grace to the hearer. Did you actually know the word minister means to give? The minister, matter of fact, that's what the Bible say is one of the lowliest position in the church is the minister. Because the minister is to serve, to give his life for Christ and his church. So the minister means to give. So if you're giving somebody advice or you're talking to somebody and you're not edifying them, build them up, that means you're tearing them down. That means you have not so learned Christ. You must learn Christ. And that means to build people up. And we'll take a look at verse 29 here. It says, actually, that's what I just did. Verse 31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. So there we go again. We have to control our mouth. We have to control our mouth. We have to put things away so that the Lord Jesus Christ can be seen and not us. James 1:26 says this. This is so powerful. Think about this. If you're one of those people that just say anything and have no control over your mouth, here's what James 1:26 says. It says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Vain means useless, nothing. Because remember, the Bible says out of the mouth or out of the heart proceeds the issues of life. So whenever if your heart says something, I mean, thinking something, your mouth is going to say it. So guess what? If you're just saying things that's not right, have your heart been changed? Now, the Bible is telling us some things to give us indicators, not to beat us down, but it wants us to check ourselves. It's just like when we look in that mirror, we make adjustments. We need to look into God's word and make adjustments. Make adjustments. So God's word is saying, hey, control your tongue, edify, lift people up. Don't tear them down. Because if you tear them down, you'll be doing the things that Satan was doing. He came simply to kill, to steal, to destroy. The Bible says he is an accuser of the brother. He just simply wants to tear you down. But Jesus Christ wants us to display the new man, not the old man. And then the last verse here, I'm almost done here, verse 32. It says this. It says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted. That means showing compassion.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.